New recording. Pause. No. That's it. Right, so were those paintings done in response to your piece over there?
Strangely, no, they weren't actually. Tom and I were having a studio crit, and we're both working on independent projects, and it just occurred to us that, in actual fact, we must have been following the same train of thought, same composition, same colours, and that those two individual works are what inspired this whole development of the rest of the work and the show in itself.
Right, and so in terms of the development of the show, did you then start kind of responding to each other's work deliberately after that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also the work and the sort of the aesthetic quality of the work became hugely instrumental in curating the show, placing items, trying to get the continuity of flow between the various themes, forms, colours, textures.
Okay. So what would you say would be your points of connection? Obviously there's a sort of formal connection in terms of the colours.
Yeah.
And so what about as that goes through, is it a formal connection that sort of holds it together, or in terms of the other themes, what would you say those were?
My work in itself is predominantly investigating sort of the arguments around critical debate and critical thinking. What I try and do is, when sourcing items from the everyday realm, I try and link them with sort of structures or patterns or motifs that repeat themselves that I can see being familiar in, say, the work of Donald Judd, Carl Andre, Frank Stella, individuals like that. And then by trying to present an alternative access to that thinking or that historical significance in art through presenting sort of everyday items in this way.
Right, okay. And the paintings, what would you say?
I think you have to speak to Tom.
Good. Okay, I will do. Right. What do I do? Pause.
Yep.
Yeah, Mark was saying that those two paintings and this sculpture were, it was kind of quite fortuitous that they seemed to sort of talk to each other, and that set the whole show off. And yes, and then you started kind of responding to each other's work as you prepared for the show.
Yeah, kind of like that fell into place. I mean, there were a number of things that were really similar about these things, as you can see. I didn't instantly see it, but I saw that this was definitely very painterly and very sort of, it's like a drawing, and then we went into my space and I actually made those, and they kind of almost fold over each other.
Yes.
And then basically the next work that Mark was working on was also very similar to the next paintings I was working on.
And are these the next?
These ones, yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, I mean, I kind of work in a quite different way to Mark, though. I think, I make a film in the morning.
Right.
And then I take stills from that film, and then from those stills I make a painting. So these are like tiles in Margate that have fallen off, and then that is actually still figurative, and this is soundproofing. So basically, and then I cut that sort of, sort of reduce that down like I've always done. I like to reduce things to their bare minimum, which is where me and Mark, that's where me and Mark click, I think, because that's exactly where we like to keep it.
Yes, so that's where the sort of,
I can't explain everything that's happened because because this is a collaboration where we haven't actually worked together, but until the curation of the show.
Right.
And then things started to, then we started to really almost, that sculpture was hanging down, but this one was actually kind of almost built, well, it was built together, so he was going to show it one way, and then we kind of switched it around and realised that was it. So I think we've got a very similar eye.
Right,
so
right. And in terms of your process, so what do you think is kind of the difference between starting with a film as opposed to starting with a photograph?
I use film because I use film because I like the still image from film, so I like to sort of pan through it and make a lot. Sometimes I use a multiple image and fit the canvas around and sort of like, so it builds up. The other reason I use film is because I actually then put a soundtrack to it, so the pieces through the other room, that's me playing guitar and making film. So it all feeds back again into the soundtrack. Really, I think I like to pick up a guitar after a while. Paintings is like a complete break, and then that feeds on. So it's just like a, and then I kind of reduce it down. Some things don't stay.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
So important about exhibiting is that it gives you the distance to see your own work. You can't do it unless you do that, because it really just puts you on the edge, and then you have that moment when you stand away.
Yeah.
It's better collaborating as well, because then you really do know what's going on.